The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. What happens after the game wraps up, either when the day is done or the professional career is done? We'll take a look at what your favorite athletes are doing when they aren't in the game. Now, here is your host, Lamar Campbell.
Welcome back, LATG Radio. I'm your host, Lamar Campbell, coming to you live from beautiful downtown Atlanta, Georgia. Tuesday, July 30th, the last Tuesday in the month of July. We have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to have Major League Baseball veteran Junior Spivey to join us today. We're also going to have 10-year NFL veteran Ralph Brown joining us as well to talk about the Big Ten wrap-up, his Nebraska Cornhuskers, and as always, my main man, Marquay Ball, with Motivational Moments with Marquay. But it's been a crazy week, and Major League Baseball is in full swing. Football camp has just started, but I can't get over this PED scandal in Major League Baseball. And I'm a firm believer that you can't really talk about it unless you know something about it. So I had to bring on my guy, Junior Spivey, to join me today to talk a little bit about this PED scandal in Major League Baseball. Junior, thank you so much for joining me today on LATG Radio. So let me know. So about an hour ago, Sports Illustrated came out with an article about A-Rod. Now, A-Rod plans to appeal any ban that Major League Baseball puts on him, and Bug Selig, Badger, if he goes this route, would be invoking Article 9, Section 81B of Major League Baseball Collective Bargaining Agreement, and he would effectively bypass both the grievance and appeals process and the joint drug treatment. With Brian Braun last week and A-Rod, Junior, you've been in the Major League locker room. What's going on with these PEDs?
Well, I don't know, because we've been under testing for the past, I think, 9 years. It went into effect in 2004. So it's been a long time since basically this issue has been kind of relevant, right. You know, basically dating back to, I think, the last big major issue was the Manny Ramirez deal. But since then, it's been pretty calm until this Biogenesis deal has come out. So I really don't know what's in the collective bargaining agreement as far as the details of that agreement, but you know, so I don't know. Being in the locker room, that's, you know, that it never really came up, you know, right, until basically 04 when we started testing.
Right, right. Now, I know you've been, you know, one thing about Major League Baseball, and this is something that I grew up, baseball was my first game. I love baseball. I follow baseball. With all these PED scandals, now, Brian Braun was the first to talk. He still gets his money. He's going to be suspended for 50 games. I met A-Rod years ago, and it just seems like this guy, for all the talent that he had, I'm sure you saw him in his younger years, this guy just cannot catch a break. What is going on with A-Rod? The guy that has all that talent, all those opportunities, if he is found guilty of PEDs, what do you think, as a former baseball player, drove him to even think about taking those supplements to act that are actually illegal to help him become a better baseball player?
Yeah, I see. We still, you know, the jury is still out on him as far as what was the reason behind him taking? Was it to get healthy and get back on the field, or was it to perform better on the field? You know, baseball is a long season.
That's a good point. The point I've made is maybe
81 days. So a lot of the guys, what I would assume, was taking them to stay healthy and to get through a long season. You know, A-Rod's situation, I really don't know it. And, you know, the jury is still out on that whole deal. So, like I said before, you know, we didn't start testing in baseball until 2004. Now, A-Rod, you know, you test positive after 04, you know, you're going to get in trouble. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. There's no slap on the wrist. You're going to be suspended. You're going to lose money. And you know, you're going to be scrutinized as far as through the media. So, you know, it's a terrible thing, you know, but, you know, that's the price you pay.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We had a brief conversation yesterday, Junior, and I know you're working right now with a product that can actually eliminate the problems that Ryan Braun and A-Rod are dealing with right now. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, I'm with a company that I'm working with, and the product is called Ceradyne. It's all natural. It's NSF certified for sport. Basically, it says, you know, when your product is NSF certified for sport, it's saying there's no banned substances in that product. It's a clean product, and it's going to eliminate, you know, PEDs in sports, without a doubt, no question. It's a really good, clean product, and from guys from professional level to the collegiate level, even down to the high school level, will be able to take this product and know that there's no banned substance in that product. It's completely clean, and it's effective. You're going to have results, and it's a great product. So it's going to help eliminate, you know, the PEDs, you know, across the board in all sports.
Right. If you're just tuning in, seven minutes past the hour, got my guest, Major League Baseball veteran Junior Spivey. I think you hit on something very important there, Junior. I mean, when you look at the situation, if you're a high school kid, you look at the contract Ryan Braun received, you look like he's getting suspended for 50 games. He's still going to get most of his contract. That's where it started. These young guys, as a 15- and 16-year-old kid, I'm trying to put myself back there. I said, you know what? Would I take the risk of taking performance-enhancing drugs and know that in baseball, if I get caught, I'm only looking at 50 games and I can keep my contract? I think what you're working on now is going to eliminate even that possibility. How important is it that the younger generation of baseball players coming up see a decision made on the PED scandal or become a part of the movement that you become a part of and taking these natural enhancements?
Well, I just think, you know, not only should the athlete be educated, I think the parents of those young athletes have to be educated in that area right. as well. Because you can test positive, you can test positive for a product that may not even be, it may not have to be a steroid. It could just be on right. a banned substance, or it'll show up on a test. You can buy a right. product out of GNC and get popped, you know. So if you can go into any supplement store and buy a product, and if it's not NSF certified, you're basically taking a chance. You really don't know what exactly is in that product, because a lot of these products aren't NSF certified, or, you know, it's products that can be passed through the FDA and you can test positive, and you can get a product that can be on the USDA and approved through those departments, and you can test positive. So I think, you know, the athlete should be educated as well as the parent and know exactly what you're putting in your body.
Yeah, you have to. You know, I had a great conversation last week on the show. We talked about the HGH testing and the NFL players. And NFL has never tested for HGH, and a lot of times the players this year will have to give blood samples moving into next year to HGH testing. When I played, there really wasn't a lot of illegal substances, as far as I know, performance-enhancing substances that were flowing around a locker room. But let me ask you, I've never been in a Major League Baseball locker room, and I don't know if you've known anybody that's taken PEDs, but how readily available are they if these guys decide to take that illegal turn and use these products?
It wasn't. I mean, you didn't even hear about this stuff. It wasn't like there was conversations going on in the locker room. It was just something that, you know, you really didn't know. You didn't hear about it. I don't know if it was just oblivious to it or what. It's just something that that wasn't circulating in the clubhouse. So it wasn't, I mean, the way the media put it out there, the way they're putting it out there, and the way it's headlines right now, it wasn't that prevalent in Major League Baseball as far as the conversation goes and the topics were right. concerned. It really wasn't. So, but I know my understanding and the things I've heard when it came to HGH testing, guys were taking that after they come out for surgery, and guys uh-huh. that were getting injured. As far as choosing it as a performance enhancer to help them perform better, that I didn't know. I know guys would do that to help the healing process, speed up the healing process, and that's what they were using in terms of HGH was concerned.
Wow. I mean,
that's my opinion and my knowledge of what I know about, or the things I've heard about.
Right. HGH. And it's interesting because it's such an imperfect system. If you're just tuning in, Junior Spivey, former Major League Baseball player. kid from Georgia, here in Georgia, University of Georgia offensive lineman, had a surgery, one of the top offensive linemen in the country, goes to University of Georgia, the NCAA, and we can go on and on about the NCAA another day, but the NCAA knows that this kid has to take a steroid to heal. It was prescribed to him. It was through the doctor. He had to wait 3 years to play. This will be his first year playing, 3 years in college, for something that he did going into high. It wasn't illegal. He needed this injection to heal from this injury. He cleared it with the NCAA. He cleared it with the University of Georgia, and they just cleared him 3 years later. He's just starting to be able to play because it's still in his system. It's such an imperfect system that, in your opinion, and this is my opinion, it's such an imperfect system that, as you mentioned, you can go to GNC and get popped. You can go natural supplements and get popped. Will there ever be a perfect system to prevent this from moving forward? And I ask you that because I know you're working on your product that actually will not show up as a negative test and will actually help the athletes as well.
Well, I think Major League Baseball taking the right steps. And I think the other sports will follow Major League Baseball because they're taking it through NSF. If your product cannot be passed through the NSF certification, then, you know, that's going to clean up the sport. Because, right. I mean, you have to really understand what the National Science Foundation, what they really do, the procedure that is taken to get a product passed. I mean, dude, it is so difficult, so hard. They test everything that is in that product, from the facility to everything. There's no banned substance can even show up in the facility. So wow. I think other sports and other nutritional companies they're going to have to take the steps to get it approved through the NSF. And I think Major League Baseball has done the right thing. They're doing the right thing, and they're on top of it. They're ahead of the game as far as all the other sports. I think all the other sports will follow the lead of Major League Baseball, and they're doing a great job. And, you know, I'm fortunate to be a part of a company that has a product that is NSF certified for sport. That's a step higher than just getting it NSF certified. NSF right. certified for sport. It's basically, it caters to the sport, to the athlete in athletics.
Right. I'm with you 100%, Junior. And shout out to my guy, Bud Silly. He's a Wisconsin Badger like myself. And I know Bud gets a bad rap a lot of times, but I think what he's doing now is finally taking a stand on, you know, it's still, you know, a great pastime, a great sport, and I think it's needed. It's been so much floating around with the negativity around baseball. I mean, baseball is just a pure sport, man. I mean, there's nothing like going to a Sunday afternoon, taking my son and watching a baseball game. And you want to know when you go out there, you want to know that the guys that you're watching are playing the game the right way. And that's something I think that we all understand and we all respect. And that's something I respect about you. And I will say, you know, I looked up your numbers and I looked up what you've done. I think when you played, there was a lot more respect for the game of baseball by the players. That's why you didn't see a lot of the things that you see now. Do you think the game, and I know we're really sure, do you think the game, the players today have lost somewhat respect for the history of the great game of baseball?
No, I wouldn't say that. I just think the game has changed in the sense there's more young players being caught up in the big leagues a lot right. sooner than it was when I played, when I came up in the game. So you see a lot of guys now 19, 20, 21 years old. You know, most 19, 20-year-olds are in college.
Right. right.
Now a lot of these guys are playing amongst grown men. They're playing with grown men and against grown men. So I just think that's where the game has changed. There's more young players, the Bryce Harpers and the Mike Trouts. You see more young studs coming up in the game, and they should be there. They should be there. I mean, they're right. putting up tremendous numbers. They're superstars in the game. And right. I think when in terms of respect of the game, it's like when I came up, those guys, you respect that veteran player that has, you know, tenure. So you respect that guy regardless of how much time they've got in. If they had a year in, 2 years more than you, you're going to respect that guy because you know what it took to get to that level. And then when you get there and you sustain and you played a long time, you respect that. You know, you respect that veteran player. Right. All you want to do is learn from these guys. But now you have young guys that are 20 years old, and now they're superstars. And so they're like, what I'm going to learn from you? You know what I mean? I'm putting up these right. numbers. I'm a star. I'm all over Twitter. I'm all over right. the news. You know, everybody knows me. You know, why should I listen to you? And I think that's as far as disrespect, they just don't, you know, I was all ears, man. I was all ears when I came up, and I wanted to learn from these guys that had 10, 15 years in the game. So I think that's where the game has kind of changed.
Right. That's my guy, Junior Spivey. Follow him on Twitter, at Junior Spivey. Again, at Junior Spivey. Junior, I want to thank you so much for coming on LATG Radio, man. It's a long baseball season left. Look forward to having you on the show again.
Well, appreciate it, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Appreciate you too, Junior. When we come back, my rant on the Johnny Manziel moving forward. Stay tuned, LATG Radio.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
When it comes to youth and high school football, listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com, your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
This is Lomas Brown, former Detroit Lion and current NFL analyst, and this is my life after the game.
Welcome back, LATG Radio, 218 past the hour. This segment is brought to you by the Success of Real Estate. Whether you're looking to lease, buy, or purchase Atlanta real estate, the Success of Real Estate is your place to go. Visit them on the web, www.successofrealestate.com. So as I mentioned before we went back to break, a shout out again to my guy, Junior Spivey. Great insight from a Major League veteran of how things are operated in the Major League locker room. Johnny Manziel. I know I've been talking about this guy for the last couple of weeks. And when I first started to speak about Johnny Manziel, I used to 100% defend him. Now I'm about 80% defending him, but I'm still defending the kid. Because he is exactly that, a kid. Johnny Manziel is a kid. So Johnny Manziel has made recent news responding to a Twitter shark who had a chance to say, you had a lucky year and aren't going to do curse word next year. Johnny Manziel replied with a post of his Heisman, a picture of his Heisman trophy. You're that mad, bro. For all of our listeners out there, understand, Johnny Manziel, there's two issues here. And I look at it two ways. They have to get through to Johnny Manziel that he's also not the average sophomore. Everything that he does is news. Everything that he is news. He got kicked out of a party at University of Texas. And let me say this. From a football point of view, take all the media, take all the radio, take all the father. I'm a father. Take the father out of it. It took a lot of guts to go to the University of Texas, Austin, and you're a Texas A&M Aggie, and to have a chance to party on Fraternity Row. That takes a lot of guts. that not too many football players will walk into another rival state, state rival campus and party it up. I'm sure the Duke guys don't go up Tobacco Road and party with North Carolina and vice versa. That took some courage, Johnny Manziel. I will give you that. But understand, look at the wide world of the average 20, 21-year-old. Jobless rates go down when you turn 26. Look at guys who are getting hired. 26. You know why? We just mature slower. Look, anyone, at any guy that's listening, between 18 and 25, how many stupid decisions did all of us make? Whether you were a football player, whether you were not, whether you were in college, whether you were not. I could go on and on about the mistakes I made between 18 years old and 25. It's just a natural order of things. Guys just mature a little slower. We do stupid things before we're 25. We just grow up a little later, most of the guys. Now, on the flip side, Johnny Manziel, Heisman Trophy winner as a freshman. Nobody knew about this kid last year. 12 months ago, nobody knew who Johnny Manziel was. He was just another kid on Texas A&M, almost got suspended from the team for a year, goes out and has a Heisman winning trophy campaign. You're all over the place. NFL teams are salivating. This is what my message to Johnny Manziel. NFL teams are looking at you, with character issues becoming the main focus, especially, unfortunately, after the offseason that we've had with the numerous NFL players being locked up. And I understand Johnny Manziel has done nothing illegal. He hasn't been and hasn't run awry of the law. He hasn't been in trouble with the law. He hasn't been arrested. He hasn't done anything illegal. They're looking for him. They're waiting for him to make that one slip up. There is nothing campus police love than making you a headline. And this is from a campus police officer who I'm actually pretty good friends with. They would love to catch him doing something. The kid's not on campus. He's taking online. NFL teams are watching. Johnny, if you're on your NCAA stipend of no money, and you're probably living off of college, well, your family is pretty well off, but if you're living off a college stipend of somewhat $20, and if you're an NFL owner, what are you going to do when you're making $20,000 a week? Unfortunately, Johnny, we have these arrests in the offseason by these NFL players. Unfortunately, Johnny, we have an Aaron Hernandez unfortunate incident that we're dealing with right now in the NFL. You're a quarterback. They're going to hold you to a higher standard. I understand being 20. I understand being 21. I understand wanting to live your life, enjoying college, enjoying the fun, enjoying the women, enjoying the travel. I mean, for God's sake, the kid left the SEC media day and went straight to the ESPYs on a private jet. Sounds pretty good to me, Johnny. And you got a bright future, I believe, ahead of you in the NFL. You can keep your nose clean. You're a first-round guy, Johnny. You're probably mid-first-round right now. I don't want the NFL, I don't want the NCAA season to end this year and you decide to go to the NFL and you fall to the fourth or fifth round. I like the kid. I like Johnny Manziel. I like his bravado. I like what he brings to the table. I like his honesty. Understand, he's bigger than Tim Tebow was in college. Tim Tebow was big after he left the University of Florida. Johnny Manziel was a freshman and won the Heisman. First freshman in history ever to win the Heisman Trophy. Johnny, you have to be a little smarter. You have to do what is necessary to make sure your transition to the next level. And I truly believe when football starts, all the questions will be answered. This kid is just a football player. That's all he is, a 20-year-old football player with a chip on his shoulder. And you got to respect that on some levels. But I want to see Johnny Manziel be successful. I want to see him be successful on the next level. I want to see him be successful in the Big 12. I want to see him beat Alabama again. That's the game that's circled on my calendar. If he can do it twice, that's going to be pretty amazing for Texas A&M Aggies. And they have a great team coming back. That's my Johnny Manziel rant. Just tuning in, 2:26 p.m., 26 minutes past the hour, broadcasting from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Back to the A-Rod situation. So had a chance to have a conversation with Junior a little earlier, if you missed the first segment, Junior Spivey, Major League Baseball veteran. And one of the things that we spoke about is, should A-Rod fight back? Should A-Rod fight back? A-Rod, when you look at New York Yankees, you look at A-Rod, and unfortunately for A-Rod, he played with a guy by the name of Derek Jeter. Now, let's be honest here. A-Rod, jury's still out, whether he has taken any performance-enhancing drugs. The jury is still out, whether he's done anything illegal. We'll let due process take its place. But he plays with Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter, who's been injured. Derek Jeter, who also came in to the game and hits a home run off one of the best pitchers in the American League on his first at-bat. I'm sure A-Rod believes that he can't get a break. Now, understand, I've had a chance to sit down with Buck Sealer. He's a Wisconsin Badger as well. I've sat down with Bud, but I have to say to Bud that he's doing the right thing. He's pulling his trump card. A-Rod is focused on an appeal. Selig will use a rare commissioner's power to ban A-Rod if he appeals this suspension moving forward. Just got an email from my man Max. Thanks for the email, Max. Oh, A-Rod's a bum. Everybody loves Derek Jeter. Well, you know, you can't really blame A-Rod. It was Derek Jeter's New York Yankees, Max. And thanks for the email. It was Derek Jeter's New York Yankees before A-Rod got there. And it would always and forever be Derek Jeter's New York Yankees until Derek Jeter decides to shut it down. Now, that's dated half of the Maxim's 100. And you never hear bad press about the guy. He just goes out and does his job. Derek Jeter should be a model for most Major League Baseball players, and not only Major League Baseball players, but NFL players on how to handle himself on and off his performance field, whether it be baseball, hockey, basketball. It really doesn't matter. But I digress. Rodriguez's lawyer now, listen, said Monday that Rodriguez were focused on fighting any possible suspension. A-Rod, I don't think A-Rod needs to fight it. Email from Sam. Sam says A-Rod needs to fight it. This ain't his right to fight. I agree, Sam. He should fight. He should fight. From the outside looking in, from the inside looking out, A-Rod should not fight. Because then there's depositions. Then you're in front of the judge. Then you have to, you can't commit perjury in a situation like this. So if A-Rod and the jury are still out, we don't know if A-Rod is guilty. We don't know if he may be guilty by association, but we don't know if A-Rod is guilty as of yet. So he's innocent until proven guilty. However, if you have some common sense for breakfast, A-Rod probably does not want to fight against the appeal or the suspension or Buck Sealick, because Buck Sealick would not pull this trump card if he didn't have anything to back it up. Selig would not pull this card. He would not say, I will block A-Rod unless they have sufficient information to back it up. Now, let's not forget, Brian Braun last week, nothing says what Brian Braun did. Brian Braun got 50 games. He's still getting most of his check. Brian Braun probably rolled over and gave Major League Baseball what they needed on everybody else. That's just my opinion. The first guy to turn usually gave up the information on everyone else. 2:30 after the hour, when I come back, going to have former Nebraska Cornhusker, 10-year NFL veteran, my man Ralph Brown, join us to talk about the Big Ten and the black shirts of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Stay tuned, LATG Radio.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fan's perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
This is Kurt Schilling, and this is my Life After the Game.
Welcome back, LATG Radio, 42 minutes after the hour, broadcasting to you live from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, in the humidity. But I have my brother, a good friend of mine that I had a chance to meet at the Sports Journalism Boot Camp this past summer. Great opportunity to meet a lot of great guys pursuing our dreams in broadcasting. But this guy already holds it down in the beautiful city of, well, beautiful state of Nebraska. 10-year NFL veteran, my guy, Ralph Brown. Ralph, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man. Great to hear from you, man. Great to hear your voice. Nebraska, the Big Ten, man. Big Ten Media Day was last week, last Thursday, man. How are the black shirts looking this year?
Well, they have a lot of talent on the defensive side of the football. A lot more speed than they did last year. I think last year they had a lot of undersized guys on a defensive line, which were getting, they were getting dominated by opposing teams, like at Ohio State, UCLA, when the wheels fell off. But I think this year's black shirt defense has a lot more volume. They have more athletic guys at the linebacker position, and the secondary is kind of already, you know, sealed from last season. They just have to replace two safeties. So I think with the wheels falling off from last year, I think Bo Pelini and Papuchis will fix some of those errors that occurred last year.
Right. I mean, I'm looking for an excited Big Ten season. Man, I had a chance to watch a lot of the Big Ten Media Day last week, Ralph. And, you know, I have to say, I'm looking on paper, man. We have the Big Ten. We're probably going to send 7 or 18 to the bowl game. My Wisconsin Badgers not ranked in the top 25. I'm not too happy about that. But I look at Urban Meyer, and I look at Ohio State. is it their Big Ten championship to lose, or do those guys really have to earn it with the schedule that, they have coming up?
Well, I think it's there to lose. I mean, they're stacked with talent. They have a truckload of talent at every position. And when you look at what they did last year with the lack of talent that they have, basically a one-man show with Braxton Miller running the football and the horrendous passing game they had last year, and they still went undefeated, they have a big chance. That cupboard is stacked, and their biggest challenge is not getting bored throughout the season and letting some team come in to Ohio State, to the horseshoe, or them getting on the road and overlooking somebody.
Right, exactly. Man, I mean, those guys look stacked, man. And I hate to do this to you, man, but you're a 10-year NFL vet, Ralph. Is it just me, or is your body feeling pretty good around now? Or is this this type of year for me where muscle memory goes wrong? I had to pull out some Thermacare packs past week because my back was killing me. How's your body feel, man? You put in 10 great NFL years, man. How's your body feel this kind of year, this time of year, not being in camp?
Well, it's tough. You know, my back is pretty messed up, and it's been through a lot. My shoulders are beat up too, and I have my days. And just like every guy who's played in the NFL, it's not just the NFL; it's the cumulative years prior to that as well, possibly from little league, high school, and college. So, my body's pretty beat up now, and I just try to stretch, jog, do some exercises on certain days so I don't have to deal with the pain and the rigors that come with playing football in the past.
Yeah, definitely. Just tuning in, my guy Ralph Brown, 10-year NFL Brett, and an NFL vet, alumni of Nebraska Cornhuskers. Let me tell you how excited I was, Ralph, when Nebraska joined the Big Ten. You guys brought a lot of football history and tradition to the Big Ten. I thought that was a great move. With the Big Ten expanding to Maryland next year, what do you see, and I don't know if you've looked at it, but what do you see with the new teams that we're going to be bringing into our Big Ten now? How do you see that affecting the Big Ten season? Is it a different kind of play you think these new teams with Maryland coming in? Are we going to be looking for something that's a little bit different? Or will these guys come in and play, quote-unquote, what we call Big Ten football?
Well, you got to look at Rutgers. They've always been the type of team that runs the football. I feel like their style fits the Big Ten. When Nebraska came in, I feel like their style fit the Big Ten as well. But Maryland is the wild card there when you don't know what type of style they're actually going to, be coming with. Maybe the spread, maybe the running teams. But if you look at the Big Ten as a whole, most of the teams are starting to run the spread and opening it up in the passing game. So both of those teams bring a different dimension to the Big Ten, but I think it's going to be a fun and interesting dynamic once it gets started next year.
Now, Rob, let me have a quick question here. I have a lot of guys. I had a couple emails coming in, and I have two emails that came in with the same question, so I have to ask you. Thanks for Mike and Jeff for asking me. What was it about Nebraska that made you choose Nebraska over all the other schools that you were getting recruited by?
Well, at the time, you have to remember Nebraska was the Alabama of now. So once I came out of high school, they just came off a back-to-back national championship. I mean, everybody's in awe. They beat Miami the prior season. My senior year coming out, they whooped a Florida team that everybody thought was going to destroy Nebraska. So after I took my trip there, the details that Coach Osborne had implemented, the family atmosphere, the confidence of the players, and the academics was enforced at a high level as well. That just sold me. And I also had a great chance to start, which I ended up doing as a true freshman.
Wow, that's awesome, man. I mean, I had an opportunity the last game of the year, my freshman year as well, man. Nothing like playing out there in Nebraska, man. I was a big fan of Tommy Frazier's back in the day before. And I mean, just a great tradition that you guys have there in Nebraska. Now, you're a black shirt. You're a true black shirt. How's the recruiting class look this year coming in Nebraska?
Well, it looked pretty good. They got some guys like, Josh Banderas, who's a pretty good linebacker. They brought in Drake Martinez. They brought some pretty good guys on a defensive line, as well. But I think they have more athletic bodies. They lost Ernest Suttles, who was on a defensive line, to some off-field issues. But I think when you look at the overall recruiting class, I mean, A.J. Natter, he's a great athletic guy, from a defensive lineman. You know, Demaryius Mixon, defensive lineman as well. These guys will help add some depth and some talent on the defensive side of the football. I think they're trending back up. On the last 2 years, the Nebraska defense, Blackshirts, has been on a skid, but I think Bo Pelini is going to rectify that this year moving forward.
Right, right. I mean, so at the end of the day, Big Ten championship, Ralph, before we let you go, who takes the Big Ten championship this year? Who's playing in the Big Ten championship, and who takes it this year?
That's a tough call on the Legends side. I'm a Huskers fan to the core. I know the Leaders division will be represented by Ohio State, but when you go to the Legends division, it's a toss-up to me between Nebraska and Michigan. Michigan has a ton of talent on both sides of the football. Nebraska has to go to Michigan this year and try to get that W over there. That's tough to say, but since I'm a Husker, I'm going to have to say Ohio State versus Nebraska in the Big Ten championship.
You know what? Let me tell you, man. I know last year that in the Big Ten championship, my Badgers beat up on the Huskers. But the first thing I said after that game, I said, and I'm a Badger diehard, I said, Nebraska will be back, and I don't think we will. So I have to agree with you on that. We had a ton of seniors. We had a ton of talent. We had Monty Ball. We had a lot of guys. I really believe that you guys would have been back, and we were graduating too much talent to make it back to the Big Ten championship. I actually have you guys going through, man, and winning the whole thing as well, Robert, as Nebraska, as a Wisconsin Badger, man. So as I say again, man, Ralph, thank you so much for holding on with us, man. I appreciate you coming on the show. It's a long Big Ten season, brother. I look forward to having you back on the show again soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Always good talking to you. Have a good one.
You too, Ralph. Have a good one, brother.
All right.
All right. That was my guy, Ralph Brown, 10-year NFL vet. Great friend, great guy, great dad all around, great analyst out there for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. We went into a little technical difficulties today, but no way that I would let this terrific last Tuesday of July go by without having our motivational moments by my man, Marquay Ball. Marquay, talk to me, man. Tell me something good, brother. I need some inspiration.
Man, I appreciate that, man. And I had an awesome time listening to the last segment. And I tell you, today we're going to talk about something pretty big. It's a key word. We're going to talk about investments, Mr. Campbell. And so you may want to get that pen and pad out today, brother. But, you know, when I start thinking about the terms investments are actually pretty important in our society, right? We hear a lot about it. And from a financial standpoint, it actually is what allows us to go from where we are today financially to essentially where we want to be in the future. And most often when we discuss that term, we're usually talking about finances. But today, what I want to do is I want to talk to our listening audience about investing in something that is going to provide probably the biggest return that they can ever imagine. As a matter of fact, I think this is actually going to provide a greater value and has more worth than any amount of money, gold, stocks, bonds, any other investments you can imagine. We're actually going to talk about the importance and power of investing in oneself, right? Absolutely. Investing in yourself. Matter of fact, how do you do that? What does it look like? And how do you invest in someone else that you're supposed to invest in? Because I believe investments, and particularly in yourself, is the most valuable and critical thing that a person can do. See, because when you look at the concept of investment, Lamar, you're usually dealing with doing something today in order to get something in the future, right? It's always future-oriented. But the fact is that every day that goes past, particularly for our listening audience, we're talking about life after the game. Every day that goes past, you're getting a day closer to life after the game. So how prepared are you to face that moment? You start talking about how your body feels. How is your professional life going to feel? How are you going to feel financially? What have you invested in yourself today to prepare for life after the game? So when we talk about that, what does that look like? I believe there's three important things that would be good for everybody that's listening in today to keep in mind. Three things. Now, this is not a comprehensive list, but I think these are things that I found very beneficial in my own personal and professional life and transitions, and really what launched me into success in a lot of areas in my life. And the first thing is actually investing your time, your energy, and your money correctly. Okay? See, there's two most important commodities. I think there's the two most precious commodities, rather, that we can possess in life is actually time and money. And if there is an imbalance, or a misappropriation of either of the two, Mr. Lamar, then it can hinder, and matter of fact, it will prevent any growth in your life and any preparation for growth in your life. So if you don't maximize those two areas of your life, you find yourself squandering two of the most valuable and precious commodities that you can own, because where and how you choose to invest those two things will determine the quality of your life, right? Because I know with money, since I'm a financial professional, my job is to help people from getting distracted and misappropriating their finances and putting their monies in places that won't yield them the biggest return.
Right.
Well, it's the same thing with our time. Sometimes we find ourselves putting too much time in front of the TV, video games, shopping mall, or even in fruitless relationships, trying to pour into people that really don't value what we're trying to give them, right? And
right.
So really, and as a side note, when it comes to dealing with people, my pops used to always teach me that, son, people are just like a bank. If the bank is closed, you can't make a deposit. So if a person is closed, you can't make a deposit in that person. So right now, cut your losses, take that same time and energy, and invest it in yourself, because it's just like money. The earlier and more often you invest, the greater and the sooner you can get a return on that investment and enjoy it. Second thing is investing in a good mentor and allowing a good mentor to invest in you. See, I vividly remember when I was a little boy, Lamar, and I asked my father, you know, what's the difference between a role model and a mentor? Because to me, they were one and the same. And I remember him just simply giving me a very calm, cool answer. He said, son, a role model is someone that primarily possesses maybe a certain talent or skill set that you admire and you'd love to obtain yourself. But a mentor is someone who is willing to take the time to invest and pour into you and help train and develop you through the process of becoming that person you admire and helping you obtain those talents and skill sets that you so desire. So we see these people on the billboards, TV commercials, et cetera. Well, the difference between getting there is actually having access to a good mentor, because that's actually the key to success. It gives you a competitive advantage, because we all need help identifying blind spots, keeping us on track, holding us accountable. Now, one thing that I'm very clear on, Lamar, is that not a lot of individuals have had the opportunity that I've had to have a mentor like my father, a physical mentor in their life. But my dad didn't have a father growing up, and the one thing he taught me is he said, son, one thing you have to learn how to do is get a mentor from afar. And he said, you get that through books, because some of the greatest minds and the most successful people, they all write books. And that's the easiest way for you to pick their brain and to figure out how they think and how they operate. So you got to invest in good books so that you can pick these people's brain. And I'd say probably the third and probably most important area that you have to keep in mind when you're talking about investing is actually not stopping at having a mentor, but investing in yourself through professional development, because there is a responsibility that you have to invest in yourself, right? Because once that mentor has poured everything into you, the process is not complete until you practice, spent time, and shaping those things that they've taught you. So getting a mentor and taking advantage of all the opportunities that the NFL will offer. If you want to become a sports analyst, take advantage of the boot camps. If you want to become a journalist, take advantage of the boot camps. If you want to get in business, take advantage of the extra educational opportunities that they provide you so that you can properly be prepared to make that transition and have some additional things other than money, because money can't buy you everything. You need to be prepared. Invest in good relationships. So those three areas right there, I think, will be the most valuable investment that a person can make in order to accomplish those things that they envision themselves accomplishing, Mr. Lamar.
Oh, man, Motivational Moments by my man, Marquay Ball. You heard it right here, the best, LATG Radio. Want to thank my guests, Junior Spivey and Ralph Brown, for joining us today. Stay tuned, LATG Radio, same back time, same back place, next week, 2 o'clock p.m. Always have the perfect state of mind for success.
Thanks again for joining Lamar Campbell for Life After the Game. Be sure to listen to our program every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. May the coming week be one of greatness in your life.